Now to a Fox News exclusive. It sounds like science fiction. Mysterious energy attacks targeting the brains of American citizens, both abroad and now at home. But it is a very real issue, and some of the top lawmakers in Congress are now looking into it. Here's national security correspondent Jennifer Griffin.
Now, in December 2017, I made, which now is kind of the fateful trip to Moscow.
Mark Polymeropoulos served in the CIA for 26 years. After suffering a mysterious traumatic brain injury, he was forced to retire 2 years ago as the CIA's number two official for clandestine operations in Europe. After a trip to Moscow in 2017 left him debilitated. He was staying at the Marriott Hotel near the U.S. Embassy.
I woke up in the middle of the night with an incredible case of vertigo, of tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. I was falling over. I was nauseated in Afghanistan. I'd spent time in Iraq. This was the most terrifying experience of my life.
Now, two cases are being investigated on U.S. soil, including one that allegedly took place last year near the Ellipse outside the White House, and another that targeted a National Security Council official. The alleged attacks resemble the symptoms described by 40 U.S. diplomats in Havana and a dozen U.S. diplomats serving in China, who in 2016 began experiencing extreme vertigo and nausea following a loud, piercing sound that experts now say were the effect of a pulsed microwave. David Relman of Stanford led the National Academy of Sciences study requested by the State Department, which until recently remained classified. The report concluded these U.S. diplomats had been targeted by a pulsed radio frequency.
It is a high energy, very short pulsed delivery of this microwave energy. It is used, for example, by militaries for radar.
There's conventional wisdom that this is a portable weapon, that a microwave weapon, that in fact, we knew the Soviet Union and the Russians certainly developed and tested for a long time. And it's designed to incapacitate. The majority of senior U.S. government officials, including in the intelligence community, believe it's the Russians.
Polymeropoulos is finally getting treated for his traumatic brain injury at Walter Reed. Now lawmakers on both sides of the aisle want answers from the CIA, State Department, and FBI about who is responsible for these attacks that the Senate Select Intelligence Committee says are ongoing and increasing. Brett?
Fascinating story. Jennifer Griffin live at the Pentagon. Jennifer, thank you.